Timmy Hall and Eric Reeser with you guys tonight. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems right here on The Fan. And our bearded friend talking some Brews and Buckeyes. It's spring football time. The weather, I think we're going to get a good one here this weekend. It's been so cold, but it's coming. Patrick Murphy, the Irishman, is here. What's up, man? How you doing today? What was it like getting a glimpse of practice today?
It was great. I mean, it was, you know, limited as usual, but, you know, I'll take what we can get at this point. I mean, it's been over a year now since I've even been inside that building. So it's a place that during football season, during spring football, I feel like, you know, is kind of my second home during those times. So it was nice to be back, nice to kind of have that sense of normalcy, even if it was still a little different, but, you know, good to be over there and get to see something.
I got to be, you know, I got to get a little bit closer to you, Patrick. So maybe Jerry Emig will put me on that invite list one day. Or I could maybe keep holding my breath.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think once things open up a bit more with them, you will certainly be invited. I was interested to see how that went because there were only, I think, like 15 people there today. So it was very limited. And it sounds like we're going to get another opportunity Monday. So I'll be interested to see kind of how that breaks down and who kind of gets to go to that one because, you know, I think he's trying to balance things out to get as many people there as possible.
I know. Patrick is on the in crowd. Patrick Murphy. Eric, look who we got here.
He's on the list. Patrick, you might have to fight Dave Biddle for Monday's availability because he's probably got his middays opened up now that Bo and James will be back.
Was Dave invited? Was he there?
Well,
Dave and our other colleague, Steve Hellwagon, both could not go. So I bit the bullet and went to practice. I believe Dave is going for us. Yeah, I believe Dave is going for us on Monday. I'm not sure about that, but I will probably not be there on Monday as I went today, assuming we get the second invite.
Well, Patrick Murphy, our guest again, like we said, Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports. Follow him on Twitter @_Pat_Murphy. So just a cool thing to be able to see, you know, what I guess Coach Day called a small mini scrimmage. Says they, you know, they plan on having a couple more of those in the spring game scheduled for 2 weeks from tomorrow. And just the one thing I thought was interesting of the many things that were interesting out of this today was, you know, G. Scott moved to tight end, taking reps with them, but also Cade Stover, who's flipping positions as well. And just, were you able to see those guys out there with the tight ends? And if you did, how did they look kind of playing out of position or practicing out of position, I should say?
I did see them. The G. Scott one was the most surprising. Cade had been working at tight end previously, so I kind of expected that. We didn't see them do a ton of work. We were really only in there for 20 some minutes, and a lot of that was stretching and warm-ups. But they did do some catching with the quarterbacks and receivers. So we did see them do it a little bit. You know, G. Scott's a guy who can do that side of the game. You know, he came in as one of the top receivers in the country. What'll be interesting is him as a blocker and, you know, that aspect of playing tight end, which has obviously been huge for Ohio State. You know, even a guy like Jeremy Ruckert, who is a receiving tight end, had to learn how to block. Now, he certainly has the body to do it. If you've ever gone through his Twitter page from when he was in high school, he's got a lot of pictures of him, you know, looking bigger than a normal wide receiver coming out of high school. So that'll be the interesting thing for him. And then on the flip side, Cade Stover, kind of the opposite. He was a linebacker who moved to tight end. He has the physical side of it down. Learning the blocking, he said when we talked to him this week, wasn't the difficult part. It was route running and, you know, that kind of that aspect of the game. He played running back in high school, but he didn't do a lot of catching the ball and running out of the backfield. So they both are kind of learning different things. G. Scott's a little bit further behind, but, you know, I think having that wide receiver background, especially at Ohio State where they have to block anyway, is a good thing. And, you know, can only be positive if Ryan Day is talking as glowingly about this position change as he was today.
So Patrick, tell me everything that you know right now, intel on the quarterbacks, because I don't believe that there's much out there. But when you see, we were talking about this earlier in the hour, there's some Vegas odds out there that have Jack Miller at a 16-1 to win the Heisman. CJ is at a 40-1. What's your take when you hear those?
I would bet on CJ Stroud at those odds. I think it's at this point most likely that he wins the job. You know, he was the guy taking the first reps. Again, we only saw them kind of going through small position drills and warming up, but he was at the front of the line during their kind of warm-ups, which is where Justin Fields was the past 2 years. You know, Dwayne Haskins, you know, it's always an indicator of which sure. quarterback is at least the number one on that day, if it's not set in stone. So to me, you know, everything I understand, C.J. Stroud is, you know, if there is a leader in this race, it's C.J. Stroud right now. And, you know, I think they're very happy with all three of these guys. Each guy's made some mistakes. Ryan Day talked about that today, that he has to, you know, be careful not to chew their heads off because they're making these mistakes for the first time. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm betting on Heisman odds next year, I'm going to take the guy that seems to be taking the first team reps, and that's C.J. Stroud right now. Not to say that the other guys aren't, but from what I saw today, I would put my money on Stroud.
Patrick Murphy, our guest here on the Buckeye Show, joining us courtesy of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Patrick, just real quick, going to basketball. When you saw Ohio State and UCLA play back in December, did you think one of these teams will be in the Final Four?
No, I did not. And as the season progressed, had I made a bet on that one, it would have been Ohio State. I have a good buddy who went to UCLA, so I keep up with them a little bit just to be able to talk with him about them. And, they were not looking like this team. Late in the season, they made a bit of a push, but this has been, quite the run for them, and credit that team. Credit Mick Cronin and what he's done with them. It's a good team for sure. And I think they just kind of found the right buttons to press at the right time. Things have gone their way a little bit in some of these games, but you need that to get to the Final Four, especially if you're a lower seed or higher seed, I guess. I would not have guessed that UCLA was a Final Four team back when they played Ohio State.
No. And yeah, it's like you said, they took some lumps sort of in the middle to end of the season. They had a 4-game winning streak, and then they lost 4 in a row, and then they were an 11 seed. They were a play-in team, yeah. And here they go, first four to Final
Overtime
Four.
Overtime against Michigan State.
Unreal. And they were down big to Michigan State in that game. They had to battle back just to get to that spot. So, Patrick, before we let you go, man, what's in the fridge? What are you going to go and find right after you're done here?
Well, I bought, you mentioned the nice weather. I bought some like wheat beers, things like that, because I thought we were, going to be having some patio weather, but it has not been that since, last Saturday, really. So I'm hoping that turns around and those make sense. I mean, I'll drink them anyway, but, I was ready for some of the lighter beers to kind of sit outside and enjoy, here in the coming week. So hopefully we get there. We're in April now, so I feel like this is the time.
And you and I, we did enjoy us some Crooked Can last weekend.
Yeah.
And your wife, I'm sorry, man, your girlfriend was there. Look what I'm doing right now. Man, I'm causing all sorts of problems. But that was great. I think you tried one of their Irish stouts, and I had one of the Dunkels, one of like the dark German beers. Fantastic stuff. That was a good time. We'll do it again sometime too.
Yeah, it was good. And don't worry, Biddle calls Sarah my wife all the time. So, and he does it intentionally.
So this is what's so stupid about my wife and Pat's girlfriend. Both are Sarahs with H's, because H's are not ew. And they're both nurses at the James. Crazy, right? Both of them were born in Alabama. Both of their sets of parents lived in Kansas City at a certain time. It's just like, it was just getting weirder and weirder by the second about the two Sarahs in the equation. So that was funny. Patrick, always a good time, man. Go enjoy the weekend, and go Bucks. More spring ball to cover in the coming weeks.
Hey, Tim, real quick, who gets the UNC job?
Wow. Oh, man, leaving me with that. I think they're going to go with Wes Miller, and I don't think he's ready for that, to fill those kinds of shoes. What about you?
I don't know. I haven't paid as much attention to it, but I knew you were dialed in down there, so I was curious on your opinion.
But I'm not. I won't say that I am. I'm not dialed in on that. I do think it's going to be fascinating to watch. It's just they seem to very much care about the family and keeping it in there. With Wes and how much Roy loves him, and Larry Brown going out there and saying he thinks he should get to choose, which I'm not quite there. Be a part of it, but choose? I don't know about that. But, yeah, it'll be fun to watch. The biggest job in college basketball is open, and it's going to be filled here soon. Pat, always appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, anytime. Thanks, guys.
There he goes.
Tim,
Patrick Murphy.
I'm really shocked you didn't go with the I could give a bleep about North Carolina right now.
It was right there.
Why didn't you throw that out there?
It was right there. I mean, my goodness, it's like it was yesterday.
Shame.
Roy losing to Syracuse in the 2003 national championship game. I could give a bleep about the North Carolina.
Dadgummit.
Oh, shucks. You know, it's freaking asking me about it. You know, I got a locker room of boys crying over there, and you're asking me, oh, boy, you know, I was playing.
He put him in a bad spot. Roy Williams did North Carolina just now.
I love, too, he was flexing at his press conference about Augusta National and how he played there twice this week. The frickin' tournament is coming up. Roy Williams is in there getting back-to-back days of 18 holes and the par 3 at Augusta. And he even told us all his scores. He was in the mid to upper 80s both rounds. So Roy just dabbing on the haters as he leaves. Hey, by the way, the Ohio State 4-miler presented by Byers Auto, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's is going virtual April 16th to the 18th. Fans can run or walk wherever they are, get an official shirt, race bib, and finisher's medal. For more info and to register, visit ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the 4-miler goes to the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer, benefiting the Urban and Shelley Meyer Fund for Cancer Research. We will hit some Buckeye hashtags next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.